Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of AI chatbots. Specifically, how they actually work. It's more than just magic, folks.
Right? I always pictured a tiny genius typing away in there. Turns out it's way more mathematical than that.
Exactly. It's all about prediction. Imagine a magical machine that can guess the next word in a sentence. That's basically what a large language model is. A sophisticated function predicting the probability of each word coming next. It's like supercharged autocomplete.
So, when I'm chatting with a bot, it's just picking the most likely next word.
Well, sort of. It could just pick the most likely word every time. But to sound natural, it throws in some less likely words at random. That's what gives it that human-like flair. You know, the little imperfections.
Got it. So it learns these probabilities by reading a lot.
A lot. Think internet-level reading. Like, if you read 24/7 for over 2,600 years, you might catch up to what GPT-3 was trained on. And newer models, even more.
Wow, that's intense. So how does it actually learn?
Imagine tuning a bazillion tiny dials on a giant machine. Those dials are the parameters, and they control how the model predicts. Training is basically tweaking those dials based on examples of text, trillions of them. The model gets all but the last word and tries to predict it. Then, an algorithm called backpropagation adjusts the dials to make the correct prediction more likely next time.
Okay, so it learns from its mistakes, kind of. But how much computing power does all this take? It sounds insane.
Insane is an understatement. Imagine you could do a billion calculations every second. Think you could train one of these models in a year? 10,000 years?
No?
Try over 100 million years. It's mind-boggling. And this is just the pre-training part.
Pre-training? There's more?
Oh yeah, this initial training just teaches the model to predict words. But being a good chatbot is a different skill. That's where reinforcement learning with human feedback comes in. Humans correct unhelpful or problematic responses, which further refines the model's behavior. It's a whole other level of training.
I see. Interesting. So what about this transformer thing I keep hearing about? Is that another type of training?
Great question. Transformers are a type of model architecture. Instead of reading text word by word, they process the entire input at once, in parallel. That's a huge part of what makes these massive models possible. They use this amazing thing called attention, which lets different parts of the input talk to each other and refine their meaning based on context. It's like, the word bank can mean different things depending on the surrounding words, right? Attention helps figure that out.
So, it's like having a conversation with the whole sentence at once.
Precisely. And they also use feed-forward networks, which add even more capacity to learn complex patterns in language. It's all quite intricate, but the basic idea is to enrich the meaning of each word based on the surrounding context and the model's massive training data. I have videos on my channel if you want a deep dive.
Definitely, we'll check those out. This is fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.